Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on economic issues. I'm Alan Lytle. Joining me on the phone this morning is Mark Green. He's the executive editor of The Lane Report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Alan.
And Mark, we're going to spend the next couple of minutes talking about how Kentucky's poor health ratings affect the economy. And what spurred this is you recently did a one-on-one interview with Ben Chandler with the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky. And he had several things to talk about here.
Well, our conversation really struck me in that Ben presents in a very strong fashion the cost in business and economic terms to Kentucky of our health issues. You know, we kind of look at this as other people's problems, and they don't really affect us. But it turns out there is a significant effect on all of us for the overall health numbers that we have in the state, which are pretty bad.
Yeah, we're talking like obesity, the alarming smoking rate, and diabetes, and all the related maladies that go with that.
Yeah, the big ones are, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, the cost of heart disease here in the state, it's $351 billion estimated in just loss of life, loss of productivity, cost of health care, and our cancer rate is worst in the country. Well, this heart disease rate, nationally, mortality has decreased by 20% over the last couple of decades, and in Kentucky, it's gotten worse.
And so his idea is to emphasize more prevention as opposed to reactive care.
Well, it struck me when he said that we need to be focusing on health rather than health care. And we need to avoid having these problems to begin with. And item number one is smoking. Kentucky has the worst smoking rate in the country. 27% of adults smoke, whereas nowadays, nationally, it's 17%. And Chandler said during our interview that if Kentucky would just lower its rate of smoking from where it is now to the national rate, not get everybody to quit, but just to drop from 27% to 17%, it would save literally every household in the state $1,100 a year. That's how much extra we all pay in health insurance costs because of the smoking impact here in Kentucky.
And a recent problem that we have seen crop up, of course, with, let's say, the opioid crisis, is that companies that move in here, they want to hire a healthy workforce, and they're not finding enough workers for that purpose.
Well, the opioid and substance abuse problem is one that you hear the most about, that companies can't find people who enough workers to pass the drug screen. But another issue that we hear less about is the companies that don't come here just because of our health metrics and the cost it imposes on them. If they would bring operations here, they're going to pay a whole lot more for health insurance, just like each of our households pay $1,100 extra a year for a company. It's going to be a whole lot more than $1,100 a year. And then they have trouble finding good, productive workers when we have these obesity, cancer, heart disease metrics that we do.
All right. So what does the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky, what are their main priorities as far as getting some change in behavior here?
Well, item one is to take on smoking. And the mechanism to do that is to increase the cigarette tax. I think we are around 60 cents a pack right now, something like that. But they think that we need to increase that by at least a dollar a pack. Everywhere else that has done that, and this is, the northeastern states have done this a whole lot more than we have. You know, we were a tobacco-growing state for many years, and we're averse to doing that. But when you increase the cigarette tax, smoking rates go down. People quit, or they don't start to begin with. And over time, that really adds up by reducing the cost that we pay in health care and just the personal cost that people have from poor health.
And they also want a statewide smoking ban.
Well, a smoking ban would in public places would discourage smoking. The tax is a stronger mechanism, but smoking bans also lead to less smoking rates. That is item one. Otherwise, you need to encourage just a more active lifestyle. So the foundation, they have some pilot projects in several counties around the state to try and come up with local policies to encourage good health. And some of those things are like making your streets pedestrian friendly so that people can get out and walk more, giving people access to school facilities to come in on the weekend and play basketball or use the athletic facilities to be active.
And they also want tax incentives for some sort of wellness program.
Well, the wellness programs pay a very big dividend for companies that adopt them. The Lane Report has written about this a number of times over the years, and the payback is at least $3 in gain for every dollar spent on wellness. So the foundation is not averse to having tax incentives for wellness programs because they benefit everybody. They lower costs for business, and they make people healthier.
And the bottom line, I'm quoting, he says, we've got to start focusing on health as opposed to health care.
Yes. Nobody wants health care. They want health. It's a good point.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. Our guest today on the business side has been executive editor of the Lane Report, Mark Green. And later on this week, people can read that entire one-on-one interview that you just did.
Yes, check us out at lanereport.com or pick up the Lane Report magazine. Nice talking to you, Alan.
Thank you.